to keep you posted. But Sunday is regular. Sunday helps mention the day. Torah describes at the end of Parsha Shoftim a situation that exists. There's an awful lot of noise. People going out in the Muhammad, and there's a racket. The horses are making noise, and then the enemies are smashing the shields together to make noise, and they're yelling, and they're screaming, and they're clapping, and a lot of noise. It's hard to hear. There's so much background noise going on. So before the soldiers go out to war, so the Mashiach Muhammad comes out, and he gives them a little pep talk, a little chizuk, a little chizuk huddle. And he says to them, Shema Yisrael, listen! So Chazal are quick to point out, Rashi even quotes, that obviously that is reminiscent of Shema Yisrael. In this chus of Shema Yisrael, you'll be successful in that one. So I'll play in the word, Shema, Shema, what's going on? So the Chayra, that the Gemara is referring to, is a sugya that appears in the Gilead of the third part of Rosh Hashanah, about a little bit, almost in the Yom, in the midst of Tekiah Shofar. So the Gemara says that there's a general rule in Halacha called Trei Kol Lo Mishtame, that when there's a lot of noise going around, you can't hear anything. If two guys laning, it's a, you're not Yotzeh, you can't hear anything, too much noise. Trei Kol Lo Mishtame. So the Gemara says, what about Kriyas HaMegillah? Kriyas HaMegillah, the Mishnah says you're allowed to have more than one person. So Kriyas HaMegillah is different because Mira de Chaviva. People love Kriyas HaMegillah. It's only one seat. Kriyas HaTorah. This late this week, we'll pick up next week. Kriyas HaMegillah is so exciting. Everyone wants to hear the story. So people are more careful, and therefore, even multiple voices, they can still somehow you can tune in to the right frequency. You can hear the one call you want to hear. The Gemara says that same Yisrael becomes Tekiah Shofar. From Zman HaMikdash, they used to blow Shofar and Chatzitz at the same time. The Chatzitz is called Shofar, Lifnei Hashem. It's a special mitzvah. From Mikdash, you have to blow Shofar together with Chatzitz. In fact, the Gemara, you can't hear the Shofar. But the Gemara says it doesn't help because you have to hear the whole call, so just be Marach is not going to do the job. So the Gemara says, no, you can hear the shofar. Why? Because it's Rosh Hashanah. The Chatzos, they blew all the time, but the shofar was unique to Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, people will halt kappa, pay attention. So the Gemara says the klal that even though there's a lot of noise going on around you, it's all a function of what you're focusing on. So that's what the Kohen is saying to the people, the soldiers that are going out to war. He's saying there's a lot of distractions, a lot of things out there that will take your mind off the goal. The goal is to be successful in this battle. If you get so sidetracked with all the other things, Shema Yisrael, listen. B'schus Shema Yisrael, we all go out to battle. The Dabar Hashem Rav Yishu, we all go out to battle. In Tachra Machana, our lives are battle. We battle with the Yitzhar, we battle with the forces around us. How are you Matzliach? How are you successful in this battle? In one way alone. Says, if you focus in and you zoom in and you zero in as to what you're supposed to hear. And if you learn to walk through life without hearing all the background noise, without getting distracted with all the nonsense, all the narishka, and all the halalaiach, all the narishka, sometimes it's not worse than narishka, all the other messages, the anti-Torah messages around us, we learn to focus on the Torah Kedoshim, we learn to shomeya, to listen really, really carefully. If we really want to hear Shema Yisrael, we'll hear Shema Yisrael. I think this is an important message for Chodesh Elul. It's an important message for our lives, an important message, especially for us at different stages of our life. We're now, and we're kind of at the, many of us are like almost like a threshold, almost up at the crossroads of life. That for most of our existence at this point, we've been fairly sheltered. Even within our shelter, we've a little penetration, maybe a little bit too much, but we've kind of a little bit of a sheltered life. And then most of the messages that we hear have been okay. Every once in a while, some negative message pops up. But most of the things we've been hearing from the Bay and from, in our shuls, in our communities, from our family, have been, pretty Torah-like, wholesome kind of messages. But some of us are already, reaching the point where we're going to be bombarded with many, 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 many other kinds of messages. And those messages may not always be so wholesome. And those messages may be very distracting, to say the least, and damaging, to say the worst. And it's a very simple challenge we have to rise to, very hard to do. The challenge itself, to identify the challenge is fairly simple. To implement it is a lifetime of work, is simply learn how to ignore. Simply learn how to say to ourselves over and over and over again the word, irrelevant. I don't even say true but irrelevant. It's usually false but irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference what this person's saying, what this message is flashing at me. It's completely and totally irrelevant to my life as a Eved Hashem. Our life as an Eved Hashem is Shema Yisrael. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Siyata Lishmaya to remember these words, to hear the messages, particularly now, and to set as a springboard for our lives. Okay. Then we'll reevaluate. We'll open up again the time of the wedding.